or this afternoon, I should say, we want to study the sugya of shlichus, of agency. And of course, we're only going to give an introduction, and if there's interest, we could continue this next time. We spoke about Hidur Mitzvah in the past, and I'm still waiting to hear if you want to continue with that. But in the meantime, we'll pick up a new sugya tonight. And my fundamental question tonight is the following. And the question itself may sound a little strange until we see the Rambam in Hilchus Trumos. Can a shliach do something on behalf of the mishalech against the will of the mishalech? Intuitively, we would certainly say no. The shliach is an agent representing the mishalech. How is it feasible that the shliach could operate against the will of the mishalech? And we're talking about a case where the shliach was not butla. In other words, if we're talking about a case where the mishalech was mevatel the shliach, and he completely rescinded the power that he invested in the shliach, that's called bitla shlichus, then there's nothing to talk about. Then the shliach is not a shliach at all. Our question focuses on the following scenario. There was no bitla shlichus, and therefore the shlichus is operating, it's in effect. The shliach is kegufo shel mishalech, let's call it. Shlucho shel adam kimoso, the Gemara says, in many places. But now the shliach is operating against the will of the mishalech. Could it be possible that the shliach could operate on his own, so to speak, because by virtue of the fact that he's a shliach? So we begin our discussion by quoting a Rambam. The Rambam is in the fourth parak of Hilchus Trumos, and that's where the Rambam defines the halach of shliach. The Rambam says, "Osa adam shliach lahafresh lo trumos u'masros." He appoints a shliach fa'afreshes trumos u'masros. Shenemar, and the Rambam quotes a pasuk which has an extra word in it. Kein tarimu gam atem. What is gam coming to include? L'rabos es hashaliach. And if you look at the Nosei Kelim, they quote as a source for the Rambam the Gemara in Kiddushin, Ha'ish Mekadesh, which is the famous sugya of Shlichus Minolan, and there the Gemara quotes this pasuk, this drash of gam atem. The Rambam goes on to say that there are strict circumscribed regulations. Not everyone could be a shliach. And the basic law that the Rambam sets down here is Ein Osim Shliach Goy. The regulation is that a goy cannot become a shliach. Shenemar gam atem. Gam atem means he has to be like you. Ma atem b'nei bris. Af shluchachem b'nei bris. So this comes to exclude a goy who cannot serve as a shliach. There may be, if we get to it, very rare exceptions to the rule, cases where a goy can serve as some sort of a shliach, but that's in the future. Then if we fast forward in this same perek, we get to the famous Rambam that we want to study, and that's the Rambam here in Halacha Tes. The Rambam says, HaOmer, he says to a shliach, whether it's his shutaf, whether it's his ben bayis, whether it's his eved, whatever the case may be, trum, I want you to be mafrish on my behalf. The holchu litrom, and they went ahead and they went to be mafrish truma on behalf of the baal bayis. And shalom aleichem to Al, shalom aleichem to Ruby. I hope you can hear me and see me. Says the Rambam, even if the shliach is not operating with the will of the mishalech, in fact, the Rambam quotes a very extreme case, this is even beyond our issue, and that is, ubitel shlichusem kodem sheyitrumu. You know what? The mishalech makes a declaration, thanks but no thanks. I would rather if you didn't separate the truma on my behalf. And the Rambam says that the shliach went ahead against the will of the baal bayis and separated the truma. Says the Rambam, under what circumstances is this shlichus invalid? What did the shliach do? Says the Rambam, you know when the shliach will be in the shlichus will be invalidated? Im shina. In other words, we go back to the original appointment of the shliach. We define the scope of the mini shlichus. Kegon she'amar lo tro min atzafon. He sent the shliach to separate the maser from the northern part. Vitara min adorom. And the shliach basically overstepped his bounds. He violated the scope of his shlichus, and instead of doing maisa X, he did maisa Y. Instead of being mafresh from the tzafon, that's the section that the Baal Bais was interested in setting aside the truma, getting mafresh the truma, he went ahead to the south. Says the Rambam, in such a case, ain't a truma. It's not going to be truma. What that means is that if, on the other hand, although the Rambam doesn't spell this out by implication, the Rambam indicates that if the shliach was mafresh min atzafon, which was his original minui, that was the scope of the shlichus, that was his charge, then the shlichus would be chal, the truma would be validated. Even though the mishalech has indicated that he changed his mind, he rescinded his shlichus, he doesn't want the hafrasha now. What he wanted at time T1 is not what he wants at time T2. And yet the Rambam says, no, it depends. If the shliach went ahead and he was mafresh min adorom, when he was meant to be mafresh min atzofon, he didn't fulfill the original shlichus, that's called shinui, then the shlichus is invalid. Clearly implying, in the Rambam's frame of reference, that if the shliach did what he was told to do in the original minui, despite the fact that the mishalech has indicated that he's not interested in the shlichus will be chal, the truma is valid against the will of the mishalech. The Ravid in Asagis says that the Rambam here has chosen to paskin like Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan in the Yushalmi. Yushalmi in Trumos records a machlokus between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Asi dibur u'mevatel dibur. That a person can be mevatel shlichus, just like with dibur, his pronouncement, he effectuated a mini shlichus, so too with his pronouncement that he doesn't want, he rescinds his shlichus, he can be mevatel shlichus. Reish Lakish, on the other hand, says, Lo asi dibur u'mevatel dibur. Once the first dibur is set in stone, the second dibur does not have the power to undermine the first dibur. What shall I say? It's like you sign a contract and you give someone power of attorney. Even in secular law, it's very complicated to rescind and cancel the power of attorney. So that is, in fact, in halachic terms, the opinion of lo asi dibur mevatel dibur of Reish Lakish. However, says the Ravid, Ma'ra ze'a mechaber, who gave the Rambam the right, she'posak Reish Lakish, that he accepted the shita of Reish Lakish, de'lo'asi dibur mevatel dibur, but less hilchasak avasei, we have not accepted the halacha of Reish Lakish, we've accepted the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, asi dibur mevatel dibur. So the very moment he rescinded his shlichus, the shlichus is batel. But our question today, which is today and tonight, depending on where you are, is the following. Let me grant that the Rambam is right. Somehow, for some unknown reason, we should paskin like Reish Lakish. And, I'm sorry, start again, my mistake. Let's assume we paskin like Reish Lakish. Let's give the Rambam the benefit of the doubt. Let's give him a little rope and allow him to paskin like Reish Lakish in this case. There are cases that we do paskin like Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, lo asi dibur u'mevatel maisa. Fine. So the shlichus is still chal. But Ribbono Shel Olam, the mishalech has indicated he doesn't want that frasha. It's against his will. Is there such a thing? Is there some logical explanation how the shliach could implement his shlichus against the will of the mishaleach? That's the question I want to raise with you. And the Tosis Rosh in Kiddushin Adav Chavtes, which you'll see if you have the Maror Makomos in the middle of page 1 of your Maror Makomos, he says, I don't understand the Svar of Reish Lakish. For example, a woman appoints a shliach to receive Kiddushin for her. And now she says, she declares, I don't want the shliach. Even if you accept Reish Lakish, that she doesn't have the power to rescind the shlichus, but Tamua, he says, Eich yikadshena shlucha bal karcha? Do we ever find a case where a woman gets married against her will? The fundamental requirement, the prerequisite for Kedushin is das. She has to have das. V'hiyo meres v'tzovacha, says the Tosis Rav. She's yelling and screaming, I don't want this marriage. And we're going to force it? We're going to foist it upon her against her will? So again, even if I grant you Reish Lakish that lo asi dibur v'atel dibur, so the shlichus is still intact. But nevertheless, how can the shliach operate and implement the shlichus against the will of the mishaleach? Now, I want to quote to you two other Rambams, because, you know, we've seen that the Rambam in Trumas, according to the way the Ravid understood the Rambam, is paskening like Reish Lakish in the Yerushalmi, which means that Lo'asi Dibur Umevatil Dibur, and therefore you cannot be Mevatil the Shliach. That's the Ravid in Hilchus Trumas Perek Dal. But I want to read to you two different Rambams, not in Sefer Zroim, but in Sefer Noshim. One of them is the Rambam in Perek Tes, Mihilchos Ishus, and the Rambam says in Halacha Chaf, Ha'isha Sha'asasa Shliach Lekadsha, a woman appointed a Shliach to accept Kiddushin on her behalf, Ha'olach V'kidsha, Ubiyes Halichaso, while the Shliach was on the way to receive the Kiddushin, Bitla Hashlichus V'chazraba, she nullified and canceled the Shlichus. Says the Rambam, it all depends. If we know for a fact that she was Mevatel Shlichus, Kodem Shiyakabel HaKiddushin, before the Shliach successfully received the Kesef Kiddushin in his hand, then she was Mevatel Shlichus. There's nothing to talk about. If we don't know, but maybe it was after the Kiddushin, maybe we can't time it exactly and synchronize and figure out, maybe at the time that she was Mevatel Shlichus, says the Rambam, the Shliach had already received the Kiddushin, so we don't know one way or the other which came first, the Bitla Shlichus or the Kabbalah's Kiddushin. Harezu Mekudeshes Misafek. We're going to have to be Machmir because of the Lachas of Safek, and consider like an Eish Yesish. We cannot let her marry someone until she receives a get from her husband, because there is a possibility, says the Rambam, that she didn't get a chance, Lo Espika, to be Mevatel the Shlichus before the Shliach had already implemented the Shlichus. Notice the Bitla Shlichus can only be meaningful before the Shliach has implemented the Shlichus. So the Rambam leaves it with a Safek. But clearly, if she would successfully be Mevatel the Shliach before, she chaps the tzi before the Shliach received the Kiddushin, then she could be Mevatel the Shliach. The Rambam is codifying the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur, against Reish Lakish. So basically we have another issue here. The Rambam contradicts himself. And in fact, the Rambam consistently paskins like Rabbi Yochanan against Reish Lakish in this regard. Because if you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin Perek Vav, Halacha Tes Zayin, the Rambam says that Shliach Shenotel Aget, V'kodem Shiagil Liyad Isha, if before the get was received by the woman, Chazar Abal V'yomer, the Baal comes back, and he declares that it should be batel, says the Rambam, the get is not worth a darn.
The Rambam requires that that bittul take place in front of two edim. But the Rambam definitely has accepted in both Hilchas Ishus and in Hilchas Kiddushin, in Hilchas Gerushin, the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. So we have two problems over here. Basically, we could say we have two what I call technical problems and one conceptual problem. The real bomb of Akasha here is the conceptual Akasha, which is really Akasha on Reish Lakish. A man sends a shlich and then he's mevatel the shlich. Okay, so the shlichus is still valid. But nevertheless, how can the shlich implement the shlichus against the will of the mishalech when the Torah requires das? We have two technical problems. Number one, that the Rambam Hilchos Tshuvos reflects the shita of Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan, lo asi dibur, umevatel dibur, and therefore the bitul shlichus is not even chal, whereas the Rambam elsewhere, so that's a technical problem. Why does the Rambam prefer Reish Lakish over Rabbi Yochanan? That's really undermining a basic rule that we always pass in, like the Rebbe, in this case Rabbi Yochanan, against Reish Lakish the Talmud. And secondly, another technical issue is the Rambam contradicts himself, because both in Hilchos Ishus and in Hilchos Gerushin he reflects the Psak Halacha, like Rabbi Yochanan, that there is such a thing as Bittul Shlichus. Okay. We're still involved in setting the backdrop for our discussion. Now I want to refer you to the Gemara in Gittin. And this you'll see on the bottom of your page 1, which may say on a page 2. I don't know if I erased the page numbers, because there was a title page before this, so this became page 2, but it's really the first of your pages. And in Gid Lamed Beis, HaShaleach Get LeIshto, a man sends a get with a shliach, and then he meets the shliach Ba'akroi. He happens to chance upon the shliach. What does he say to the shliach? Get Shanasati Lecha Batalhu. So the Gemara here has a Havamina. What's the Havamina? The Havamina is Litziurei Hu Dekamachavki. That he only wants to cause his wife, who's about to become his ex-wife, some extra agony. And the Gemara says that we don't apply that Svara. The Kamashmalin is that we assume and we take him for his word. He made a declaration to the shliach that the deal is off, and that is bitul shlichus. We don't say litzira kamachavin, but rather get his bottle. So Rashi says, what was the havamina to say litzira kamachavin? Rashi says, lo amrinan ein bedato levatlo, rak ma'akev. What he's doing is, he's delaying the get. Chodesh or Chodshayim Litzara. He wants to keep her, sweating. So he delays it for a month, for 2 months. And the Chiddush is, and what strengthens that Havamina? Even though he makes the declaration, he says, get Shanasati Chobotel, he doesn't mean it. He's only postponing it. He's postponing the agony. Because if in fact you take him at face value that he was serious in his decision to be mevatel the shliach, he should have been running after the shliach. Hey, wait a minute, where are you? I got to track you down. Got to hire a detective service, find where you are, because otherwise you're going to deliver the get, and I don't want the get delivered. Why is it that he happened to chance upon the shliach? Obviously, he wasn't serious about being mevatel the shlichus. He only wants to agonize her, so postpone it. Says the Rashba, in Chidushi HaRashman Gittin, I don't understand something. Rashi, you're implying that if we would say Litziura Kamachav, and he wants to push off the get, then in that case the get is not bottle, the shlichus is not invalidated, and the shliach will wait and then he'll deliver the get. Says the Rashba, what are you talking about? At what point in time will the shliach deliver the get? When do we finally assume that the Baal wants the shliach to fulfill his proxy and serve as his agent to deliver the get? We have no way of knowing. Rashi himself says we don't know if he's pushing it off for a month, for 2 months. Maybe he's pushing it off for a year. Elamai,
at some point or another, the shliach is going to have to get the mandate from the mishaleach. Now's the time to give the get. Says the Rashba, if that be the case, then who cares whether the shlichus is batal or not batal? For all intents and purposes, the shlichus is dead. Because until the Baal tells the shliach, face to face, listen buddy, now's the time to give the get, there's no way the shliach can give the get, even if the shlichus is not batal. So the shliach basically is going to have to be, the mini shlichus is going to have to be reenacted at some point. The Baal is going to have to give the green light to the shliach and license him to give the get. If that be the case, then the whole discussion is irrelevant. Rashi's implying that because the shliach maintains his status as a shliach, because the Baal wasn't serious about his bittul, otherwise he would have ran after the shliach, all the Baal wanted to do was postpone the shliach. No, says Rashi in the Hagmin of the Gemara, the shlichus is chai v'kayim, and therefore the shliach could theoretically give the get. Well, how can he do so? And basically the conclusion that we seem to draw here from Rashi is that if we would have said letziurika machavin and his bittul shlichus is not chal, meaning the shlichus is still alive and well, then the shliach has a prerogative, I don't know exactly at what point, to deliver the get, and it might even be against the will of the mishaleach. In effect, well, we're back to square one as far as Reish Lakish and the Yerushalmi is concerned. Meaning, Reish Lakish and the Yerushalmi, which the Rambam codifies in Hilchos Trumos, and the Rambam says, therefore, that even though I was mevatel the shliach, nevertheless, the shliach could give, could be mafresh the truma, as long as he doesn't do a shinui. Minatzofet el adorom. How could he be mafresh truma against the will of the owner of the field? He declared openly that he doesn't want the shlichus. The same question we can ask on Rashi. Rashi explains that if it was Litzirika Machavin, and therefore we don't have a bitul shlichus, he's only agonizing her and postponing the get, then the shliach is therefore endowed with the status of a shliach, and therefore he can deliver the get and it'll be valid. But the Baal didn't indicate that he wants the get to be given. He definitely is postponing it. Very strange. The Rashba, therefore, explains the Gemara differently. And the Ma'od Detema was, Ein piv v'libo shavim, v'lo rotza el litzares ha-shliach kemesachek bo. Says the Rashba, the Havmina was not that he's postponing the giving of the get. The Havmina was that he wasn't serious at all about being mevatel the shliach. Meaning he still wants the get to be delivered. The whole thing was just a show, a game, but he wasn't serious about it. And we have many cases in Shas of Meshata Nibach, where circumstances indicate that what a person said or did, he wasn't serious about. That's the way the Rashba is willing to learn this Gemara of Litzirika Machavin, that basically he still wants the Shlichus, and therefore in the Havamina we think that the Shliach can deliver the get, because the Baal never rescinded and invalidated the Shlichus, but the Maskon is, no, we have to take the Baal at face value, he was Mevatel the Shlichus, Shlichus is now history, and the get is bought. But in Rashi's frame of reference, the Rashba says, I can't understand Rashi. He's telling me that there was, in the Havamina, there was no bitlash shlichus, but there was postponement of the giving of the get, which means that the Baal doesn't want the get. If the Baal doesn't want the get, how can the shliach have a status as a shliach? What meaning is that? How could the shliach deliver the get? So again, just to reiterate, because now we want to move on to the next page, which might say a 3 on the bottom, if somebody can tell me if that's so, but it's the second page of the Maror Mekomos, and we want to see the Divrei Yechezkel. But before we do that, let's just summarize. All our questions lead to one and the same conclusion, that there seems to be a svara here, that even though the Baal, the Mishaleach, has indicated that he's not interested in the Kiyum HaShlichus, the Shliach could implement the Shlichus against the will of the Mishaleach. And that's a Pella. That has to be understood. How does the power, how does the authority of this agency apply even in a case where the Mishaleach, who appointed and organized this agency, doesn't want the Shlichus to be fulfilled? And that question is on Reish Lakish. That question is on the Rambam and Hilchos Trumas. That question is on Rashi in the Sefer Gittin Lamed Beis. Ruch ato Adinoi leinu mavlam shakol niyem midvar. Okay. So now you're looking at the second page, which will say 3 on the bottom. And we're looking at Os Gimel, which is smack in the middle of your page, quoting the Divrei Yechezkel. Says the Divrei Yechezkel, the machlokes between Rashi and the Rashba, which really lies at the heart of our whole issue. Rashi postulates a case where the Shlich is going to give the get and fulfill the Shlich is against the will of the Baal, revolves around the following issue. What is the nature of shlichus? What power and authority does the shliach have? When the Torah created the parsha of shlichus, atem gam atem, what did the Torah have in mind? Two possible definitions. And if any of you are interested in a derech alimud, this is a wonderful example of seeing a methodology of lumdus that we could apply elsewhere. Says the Divrei Yechezkel, one approach is that the shliach has his own power, independent of the mishalech. Let me just embellish this with a little bit of my own flair. What it means is that when a person appoints a shliach, it's like smicha. You know, he hovers his head over his hands over the head of the shliach, and he says, "You know what? From now on, you replace me. I am transferring my powers to you." It's a transferal of powers. Something out of Marvel comic books. I don't know. Or no. The powers and the authority are still, the reins are still in the hands of the Mishaleh. But what happens? The nature of Shlichus is that the Shliach is able to represent the Koach of the Mishaleh. He's implementing the power that the Torah has invested in the Mishaleach, the one who appointed it. So again, the first way of approaching it, says the Divrei Yechezkel, is all the powers that the Torah has granted to the Mishaleach are now being transferred over to the Shliach. The Shliach now functions as an independent agent. And the second approach, the second definition of Shlichus, is that no, you don't have the ability as the Mishaleach to appoint him in such a way that he, the Shliach, now takes over all the powers. What you can do is you can give the Shliach the green light to operate on your behalf, but the ultimate koach, the power to effectuate any sort of halachic chalos, is invested in the hands of the Mishalech, and it never leaves the hand of the Mishalech. The first approach is that no, those powers to effectuate a chalos, which originally belonged and were in the grasp of the Mishaleach, can now be transferred over to the Shliach. The Shliach now can operate because of his own kochos, which he received from the Mishaleach. The second definition is that no, the Shliach doesn't have his own powers. He's only implementing in a Maisa, in the real world of action, the koach, the power of the Mishaleach. He is in effect an agent for the Maisa. He doesn't have the Koach HaMaisa. The Koach HaMaisa remains in the hands of the Mishaleach. I think it's crystal clear. Says the Divrei Yechezkel, you know where this issue comes up? In a parak called Misha Achso Kerdikus in Masech Tegit. A man became a Shota Kerdikus. Before he got sick, he appointed a shliach, thank God, to divorce his wife. The shliach has not yet implemented the shlichus. There wasn't enough time. And lo and behold, in the interim, the mishaleach, the baal, became a shota. Shota is a legal halachic term. In the Mishnah's language, it's called kerdikus. That's one form of a shota. The Gemara in Chagiga and other places defines the various simane shote, and this person has all the simane shote. Yeshkoyach, he's a shote. Shote cannot divorce his wife. Basically, a shote has no das. All of halacha operates with the premise of a bar das, and das is a halachic category. It's legal, and it's very meticulously regulated. This man has now become a shota. His wife, Nebuch, is in a very precarious situation. Because for the rest of her life, she is attached to this man who unfortunately cannot function. This is one of the tragic situations of halacha. But maybe we could solve the problem because before he became a shota, he appointed the shliach. Can the shliach operate by virtue of the original minui, which had taken place at a moment when the mishalech was shafui b'daito, he was not a shota, he had all his marbles, even though the shliach now is giving the get at a time when the Baal, who's never Cheshota, has no koach to give the get? If the Baal were alive and there was no shliach, I shouldn't say alive, if the Baal was sane, and again, I'm using that term, it's really not a meticulous use of that term, but if the Baal was shafui, he was a pikech and not a shota, and he himself would be able to give the get, and then he became a shota before he gave the get, and there was no meaning shlichus, there's nothing to talk about. Now he's a shota, he can't possibly free his wife of this bond. She'll have to wait till he dies. I don't think it's a het far to murder him. That far we won't go. But right now she's bound to this marriage with no possibility of getting a get. But what happened? The Baal, when he was still a pikech, appointed a shliach. Can the shliach give the get despite the fact that the mishaleach, the Baal himself, could not give the get? His koch, the Baal's koch, is completely gone. It's null and void. He's a shota. But the shliach is not a shota, Baruch Hashem. And he is a shliach. The Baal was not mevatel his status as a shliach. Can he continue as a shliach and give the get? This is going to be a machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur. But before we see the machlokas inside, let's just figure out the conceptual framework for this machlokas. The Yesod HaPlukta is unquestionably the two definitions suggested by the Divrei Yechezkel. If I go with the first definition, namely that the shliach now is independent of the mishaleach, he has received by transferal of kolchos the koch of the mishaleach, he now has his power, then good, so you're telling me that the mishaleach no longer has the koch. He became a shota, also kurdais. Who cares? He's already transferred the koch, passed it on to the shliach. The shliach can now operate as an independent agent. If on the other hand you take the second definition, that the shliach is only operating to implement in the olam ha-maseh, the action to generate the chalos, but that action becomes meaningful, it's invested with power by virtue of the koach of the mishaleach. In this case, the mishaleach has no koach. This is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur. The Rambam is of the opinion, and this you'll see in the same paragraph in the middle of page 3, which is the second page you got, the Rambam is of the opinion that, at least on a Doraisa level, it could be their Xeros Drabonon, the Shliach can deliver the get and she's Megureshes. And he summarizes this in the bottom paragraph on the page, which is on the third line. He says, HaRambam Shlichus be'eina omedes, the Shlichus is still intact with its full force and its power. Hagam, even though Shamashalech nishtate. Hare, what do we see from this Rambam? Sheshaliach poel mikoch atzmo. The shliach now has his own independent first source koach to deliver the get. And in parentheses, we can refer to the Pre-Chadosh in Eben Ezra, Kuf Chaf Aleph, to the Ktsos in Simon, Kuf Pei Chesiv, Cotton Bays. They all see in this Rambam a major breakthrough in our definition of shlichus. The shliach now stands in place. He replaces the mishaleach. He has his own power and authority to deliver the shlichus. And therefore he can give the get, even though the bailim are not around. I mean, when I say not around, I don't mean they're dead, but the baal is a shota. However, the Tur holds that the shliach cannot operate to give the get because the Baal himself, the mshaleach, is a shote. Meaning, according to the tour, the koach hashlichus is not independent. He's totally linked up, like the umbilical cord of the embryo to its mother, to his mshaleach, and the mshaleach himself has no koach to give the get because he has no das. Says the Divrei Yechezkel that the Rashba is following in the footsteps of the tour. The Rashba understands that the shliach is always poel mikoach hamshaleach, and therefore, like the tour says, if the shtatam shaleach, there's no way that the shliach could operate and implement the shlichus. So too, says the Rashba, if the mshaleach is against the shlichus, he has rescinded his will and now has declared that he's unwilling to give the get, then clearly the shliach has no power to derive the koach hamashaleach because the mashaleach doesn't want the get. Meaning we have two scenarios here that are identical in halacha. One scenario is where a person is incapable of das, he's a shota. The other is where he's capable of das, but he's rescinded, he's nullified his das. He has indicated that he's not interested in giving the get. In both cases, whether you take the tour in the first case or the rashba in the second case, there's no way the shliach could operate because all his koach is derived from the Baal and there's no das of the Baal. Either because he has no possibility of das or because he rescinded his das. Says the Divrei Yechezkel. However, if we take the Rambam's approach that the shliach is an independent agent who now has his own koach that was granted to him and invested him by virtue of the mini shlichus, then the shliach can give the get even though the Baal is incapable of doing so because he's a shota. The shliach can deliver the get even though the Baal is indicating that he doesn't want to give the get. It doesn't matter. All I need is that one moment that minui shlichus as the clincher to invest all the kochos into the hands of the shliach. I'll give you an example. Remember we mentioned the Pri Chodesh before. The Pri Chodesh wants to know who owns the get. For example, let's say the shliach purchases a cloth and he owns the cloth. The mishaleach, the Baal, does not own the cloth. Would the shliach be able to deliver this get? The halacha is that the Baal has to own the cloth. Says the Pri Chodesh, according to the Rambam, who understands that now the shliach has received, by virtue of the transferal of kochos, all of the statuses of the Baal, therefore he can own the get. Whereas according to the tour, who says that the shliach is always dependent upon the mshaleach, and that's where the kochos are in here, then the get has to be written on the cloth that belongs to the Baal. Again, this is another indication of this famous and fundamental chakira, two ways of going in terms of defining the nature of shlichus. However, if you look on the bottom of your second page, going on to the top of your third page, you'll see that we do have a problem. Because the Rashba himself happens to be of the opinion that the Rambam is correct.
Person to act as his representative.
Okay, what is the opinion of the Rashba? The Rashba says, take a look at the bottom of your second page, that the Rambam is right as far as the shtate hamishaleach. If the mishaleach became a shote, the shliach can give the get. Meaning, logically, conceptually, the Rashba himself embraced the definition that the shliach now has independent powers. He's received the kochos, so therefore he can deliver the get. And yet the Rashba himself is jumping on Rashi and objecting to the possibility that the get could be delivered against the will of the mishaleach. So although the Divrei Yechezkel has given us a wonderful conceptual structure, you know, we can begin to understand, for example, why the Rambam in Hilchos Truvos at least maintains that despite the fact that the Baal is now yelling and screaming, please don't do me any favors, I don't want you to be mafresh truma, as long as the shliach is not mishana shlichus, so the shliach can implement the shlichus, because the Rambam l'shitaso in the case of nishtata mishaleach holds that the shliach has his own independent kochos, and therefore, despite the fact that the mishaleach is yelling, I don't want the shlichus, too late, buddy. The shliach already has the koach. He's holding the reins of the horses. But the Rashba is involved in a contradiction, because on the one hand, the Rashba maintains that it's impossible to deliver a shlichus against the will of a shaleach, which means that what undermines the Rashba's logic is that the shlichus always depends upon the koach of the shaleach, and yet the Rashba himself accepts the Rambam that even though nishtata shaleach, the shliach can implement the shlichus. So I want you to take a look at the paragraph on the third page I sent you, which may say a four on the bottom. Ach kushizu. Let's answer this question. There's a fascinating distinction, and very fundamental, between the case of nishtata ad mashaleach and the case where the mashaleach wants to be mevatel l'shlichus. In the case of the Rambam, where the mashaleach became a shoter, the Rambam's shita is that a shoter is a bar gerushin. What do I mean he's a bar gerushin? And we've discussed in the past that sometimes you have what I call a barrier. In other words, basically all the pieces are there, but there's a barrier. I discussed this recently, I don't know if you're familiar with this discussion about a suma, a blind person. Let's assume Rachman al-Tzani became blind, and there's always a possibility that his sight might be restored. We see that as a blockage, meaning he could possibly recite a bracha or implement the mitzvah on behalf of a pikech, of someone who has sight. Why? Because he's basically a bar chiyuva. Even though lamaisa, he's potter from all mitzvahs, but he's considered a bar chiyuva because he really is a bar chiyuva. Just that there's a technical blockage. He cannot implement the mitzvahs, it's too difficult for him. Here too, when we define the Baal, who was Nishtata, and his relationship to Gerushin, we could say the following, that in this case, the Etzem, meaning essentially, he, the Baal, even though he's a Shota, is a Bar Asiyas Gerushin. He can do the get. Physically, he could deliver the get, even if he's a shota. But halachically, his maisa is not considered valid. Since the gavra, in this case the mishaleach, the shota, really is considered included in the parasha of asiyas haget. He's not mufka, he's not excluded. He's sort of like a person who's sleeping, and while he's in a deep sleep, he cannot deliver a get. And if he would deliver a get, it would be considered, as an act of subconsciousness. It would not be valid. But nevertheless, we would never say about a yoshen, about someone who's sleeping, that he's excluded from gerushin, and he cannot give a get. He can give a get, it won't be valid. But he's included in gerushin. So too, a shota is included in gerushin. We'll call it temporary insanity. Well, if that be the case, then the shliach, even though he needs the koach from a gavra who's a bar gerushin, he gets that koach from the gavra who's the bar gerushin. The shliach now is only functioning to implement a technical action, to implement a mais and a sinas get, which the mishaleach is incapable of doing, because technically he's barred, and according to the halacha, we cannot recognize his mais and a sinas get, even if he were to do so. But he is a bar gerushin, so the koach of gerushin inheres within this shota. And the technical maisa is going to be implemented by the shliach. That's the Rambam shita. And that's why the Rashba accepts the Rambam. The Rashba is not willing to say that all the kochos are transferred, of the mishalech, are transferred over to the shliach. That far we're not willing to go. The shliach has to operate midin koach of the megarish. But in the case of a shota, that's the chiddush of the Rambam, which the Rashba embraced, that there is a koach hamagarish inherent in the shota. He's not excluded, he's not bumped off. And the shliach therefore can gain, or let's say, rely upon the koach that he's getting from the shalech, even though the shalech is a shota, in order to implement the maisa gerish. The maisa gerish, which is shalech, and from far as he's a shota, cannot implement, will be implemented by the shliach. That the Rashba embraces, and the Rambam is correct. But You should know, says the Rashba, that the Shliach is not an independent agent. He's always connected. The umbilical cord brings him back to the Mishalech. And therefore, if the Mishalech indicates he doesn't want the Shlichus, says the Rashba, there's not even a Havamina that the Shlichus can be implemented. However, Abosai, we really have to point out that we're still left with our fundamental problem. And that's Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that lo asi dibur umevatel dibur. So what do we do with Reish Lakish? And this is the issue that we began with this in this year. Reish Lakish is maintaining this very fascinating and extreme understanding of the koach of the Shliach. Reish Lakish is going to say that, look, lo asi dibur mevatel dibur. Once you've appointed a Shliach, you've granted, you've transferred to the Shliach all your kochos. Mr. the Shaleach, goodbye Charlie, you're out of the picture. The Shliach now stands on his own two feet, independent of the Mishalech. And therefore, even though the Mishalech is yelling and screaming, I don't want the get, I don't want the Shlichus, I don't want the Truma, the Shliach has his own independent powers. So the Chiddush of Reish Lakish is a twofold Chiddush. Number one, Reish Lakish is saying, Lo Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur, meaning the Baal doesn't have the ability to cancel the Shlichus once it was set into motion. Number two, the Shliach could implement his Shlichus even though it represents an anti against the will of the Mishalech. But basically, both of these Nekudot are really one and the same. They both emanate from the same fundamental understanding, conceptual definition of Shlichus according to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish's conceptual definition of Shlichus is that Midah Shlichus is everything. It means the Shliach is not just implementing the Maisa as a technicality, but the Koach is still inheres in the Mishalech. No, the Mishalech transferred all those Kochos. The Shliach is now independent and therefore he can implement the Shlichus. If you take a look on the bottom of your page, Tosus in Masechta Kiddushin on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis says the following, based on Svar. Afilu Reish Lakish im Amar Yishol Shlich Ein Ritzoni Shetakad Sheni Poshut She'ena Mekudeshes. In other words, Tosus is not willing to tolerate this definition that the Shliach now picks up all the kochos, according to Reish Lakish, of the Mishalech, and now stands as a replacement for the Mishalech. Impossible, says Tosfos. In other words, the essence of being a Shliach is to operate based on the charge, the mission of the Mishalech. You were given a charge, you were given a mission. For example, let's say that you would appoint a Shliach to Mekadesh an Isha on your behalf, and the Shliach decides to marry her off to himself and not on behalf of his Mishalech. Certainly, even though he did the identical action that he was told to do, he gave her a Tavas, that Kiddusha would not be Chal on behalf of the Mishalech. Here too, if the Shliach understands that the Mishalech is not interested in the Shlichus, then he's not being a Shliach. He's not playing the role of a Shliach. And therefore, Tosfos assumes that by definition, Shlichus means that you're implementing the will of the Mishalech. Therefore, we have to reinterpret Reish Lakish. And perhaps we can reinterpret Reish Lakish in the following way, and this you'll see on the last page I gave you, on line 6 from the top, Lo Amar Reish Lakish Efshal Lagarish Belo Ratzanam Shaleach Ela Kisham Shaleach Bitel Shelo Bifnei Ashliach. Oh boy. Now we have a whole new revolution, an entire change in what Reish Lakish was talking about. Reish Lakish was not talking about a case in which the shliach decides to go against the will of the mishaleach. That clearly is outside of the purview of shlichus. A shliach, by definition, has to fulfill the charge of the mission given to him by the mishaleach. Reish Lakish cannot deny that very basic definition. Reish Lakish is talking about a different issue. And that is when the mishaleach indicated that he's had it with the shlichus, he wants to rescind the shlichus, but where did he do so? He did so shalom b'fnei ha-shliach, not in the presence of the shliach. In such a case, says Reish Lakish, the shliach is allowed to do exactly what the mishaleach asked him to do, because any sort of bittul that was implemented by the mishaleach is null and void. But again, we still have to understand what's going on over here. So technically, the ma'isa bittul ha-shlichus is null and void. Why? Because he did it shelo b'fnei ha-shliach. But we still don't have a grasp. We still haven't really answered that problem. Even if it's shelo b'fnei ha-shliach, you know, the shliach is in Detroit and he's delivering the get there, and the mishaleach is in Halifax and he's denying, he's being mevatel the shlichus up in Canada. So what? The shliach can't implement the shliach against the will of the mishaleach. The mishaleach has indicated clearly he doesn't want the shlichus. And this is going to lead us, which I say as an introduction to lay down the framework, because we don't have time now to develop this, but I want to leave you with the food for thought, which is in section Dalid on page 5, which is again your page 4. And this is the Panovich of Rav and Rav Shimon Shkop. And they both say that we have to get down to the grassroots of what shlichus is all about. And there are two different concepts of shlichus. And if we combine them, and if we're not sensitive to differentiate between the two, we're missing the boat. There's one shlichus where the act of the shliach is meaningless without his representing the mishaleach. For example, if I were to deliver a get to your wife without you asking me to do so, that ma'isa is ridiculous. Ein adam megarish eishes chavero. I have no power or authority to divorce you from your wife. In that case, the shlichus makes the ma'isa into a ma'isa. The ma'isa per se is totally meaningless outside of the framework of shlichus. But then there's an entirely different category. A category of a ma'isa which, even without shlichus, would be meaningful in and of itself. For example, let's say the shliach shechts a carbon pesach. That shechit of a carbon pesach would be meaningful even for the shliach himself. He doesn't need the okay and the appointment by the mishaleach, if he is an agent of the mishaleach. The mice is meaningful per se even for the shliach without being a shliach, on his own initiative, klapei atzmo. That's a different concept of shlichus. That's not a concept where the shlichus makes the ma'isa, the action, into something meaningful. Like the case where, you know, Reuven divorces Leah from Shimon without being appointed as a shliach. That action of gerushin is totally a joke. Unless he was appointed as a shlich, the shlichus makes the ma'isa into the ma'isa. Now we're talking about something else. We're talking about a ma'isa which in and of itself inherently is meaningful. It could be meaningful without meaning shlichus. Then what's the halacha of meaning shlichus in this category? It's simply a halacha of the chalos, meaning we're asking a question, so the ma'isa was done, but on whose behalf? What, on whose behalf will the chalos be chal? Will this chalos be chal on behalf of the mishaleach or on behalf of the shliach? Meaning, who fulfills the mitzvah of shchitas ha-pesach? Is it the shliach or is it the mishaleach? And the answer is, that's where shlichus comes in. So again, I want you to review this if you get a chance. It's fascinating. Rav Shimon Shkop. And what he's saying is that in the second category of shlichus, the entire essence of shlichus exhausts itself in creating this relationship between the ma'isa that's being done by the shliach and the mishaleach. The inherent significance and weight of the ma'isa is not related to the shlichus in the second category. The ma'isa is meaningful unto itself per se, regardless, irrelevant to the shlichus. The shlichus is only relating the ma'isa back to the mishaleach. So Bli Neder will try to see how that's going to shed a light on our discussion with regard to the sheet of Reish Lakish and the possibility of a shliach operating against the will of the Mishalech. Okay, I want to take this opportunity to ask if there are, you know, to open the floor to any questions. Either you can turn on your mics or you can send me a chat. And I wanted to thank everyone for joining me today. Please let me know if you're free for a late night Mishmar Shir tomorrow night at 10:30. And I haven't yet decided exactly what the topic of the Shir is, but if you'd like me to invite you to that Shir, it's a Friday morning Shir for me, but for you it's a Thursday night Mishmar Shir.
Yes, Reverend, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
In the Rambam, in Hilchot Truma,
yeah,
I want to know what you think. It all sounds as if the shliach isn't there anymore in that case, because the Rambam says v'cholchu literal, and then only after ubidel shlichuto. So is that a case where the shliach isn't present anymore?
It sounds like it. You know, Yair, you're right. It's a good diuk. Because also, I want to strengthen your diuk. The Rambam says, Kodem sheyitrimu. It's almost as if the Rambam is touching on this issue. Was he able to cancel and nullify the shlichus before the implementation of the shlichus or not? So it sounds like he's shalom b'fanav. And that would support that approach of Tosfos, that the entire sheet of Reish Lakish about Lo Asi Dibur Vatal Dibur, it exhausts itself in the case of Shalom B'Fanav. So if the Ravid is right by accusing the Rambam of embracing the Shita Reish Lakish and the Yerushalmi of Lo Asi Dibur, etc., it must be in a case of Shalom B'Fanav. And that's the case of the Rambam. That certainly is the case of the Rambam Hilchos Ishus that we saw, where the Rambam spoke about the fact that there was a suffek whether the Bitul HaShlichus took place before the Shliach received the Kedushin or after the Shliach. That's where the Rambam was machmir and required to get because she was a suffek Eishes Ish. It was a Bitul Shalom B'Fanav. Okay, but again, we still have the stira because the Rambam is basically verifying or authenticating the Bitul HaShlichus Shalom B'Fanav. That Bitul is valid. Whereas here in Hilchos Trumos, the Rambam is touching on the fact that according to Reish Lakish, the Bitul HaShlichus Shalom B'Fanav is not valid, and as long as the Shliach wasn't Mishanah B'Shluchuso, the Shliach can actually be Mafresh Truma. Okay then, I want to thank again everyone for coming, and hope to see you at future Shiurim Shkoyach. Thank you so much.